It's Monday, the 18th of October, 2010.
It's always sunny in Brooklyn, without a cloud in the sky.
Thanks for tuning into this special extra-long episode of The Sounds in My Head, music I heard in my neighborhood, Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
The twilight world of the American hipster is an important American subculture with a language all its own. For English-speaking people who want to talk to and be understood by hipsters, juvenile delinquents, and the criminal fringe, we've provided an actual hipster to teach you the correct pronunciation and delivery of his language. Ladies and gentlemen, your instructor.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
That
right there, brand new music from a band from Brooklyn, New York called Beach Fossils. That was the song Distance, and a great way to start out this special extra long music I heard in my neighborhood episode of The Sounds of My Head. I live in Williamsburg. It's a neighborhood in Brooklyn, New York, and it's kind of a major place for music. It's a great place for me to live because I really like music, and you can't get away from it here. I'm surrounded on all sides by music venues where I see a lot of live music, and these aren't like, you know, pubs that, you know, an Irish local band plays in every Tuesday. These are like proper music venues where big headlining acts come from all around the world and play, and I'm surrounded by it on all sides. It's great. I live like, you know, 50 feet from the Williamsburg Music Hall and Public Assembly. Well, Williamsburg Music Hall used to be North 6th. I live a few blocks south of the Brooklyn Bowl, which is a great venue where it's sort of like a hipster theme park. It's got bowling and a great restaurant and a concert venue and so on. I live just down the street from Glasslands and Knitting Factory, and there's all number of these like kind of prominent music venues in Brooklyn, and a lot of them are stationed, you know, just within a very short walking distance of my front door, and all the restaurants and things have pretty good playlists. So every time I go anywhere, I'm hearing really great music. There's several record stores within a short walk of my apartment. I live two doors down from an actual vinyl record store that's pretty popular on the internet called Academy Records. It reminds me of the High Fidelity record shop in that movie book, High Fidelity. So it's a great spot for me. And in addition to that, a lot of bands are based in this neighborhood. Anyway, point being, I'm surrounded on all sides by great music, and I hear it all the time, and I figured I would do a whole show about it. So here we go, Beach Fossils. I saw them last night at the aforementioned Brooklyn Bowl. It's just a few blocks from here. They played a free show, and they're a great band from Brooklyn. If you like that, that was a new release that they just came out with recently called Face It / Distance. It's two tracks. I guess it's a 7-inch in there, one on either side, but I have it in, you know, digital form, so I don't have the vinyl thing. Anyway, up next, we're going to hear a band from Scotland. They're called Bell and Sebastian. You might have heard of them. They're a little bit popular. I am a big fan of Bell and Sebastian, have been forever and ever, and they've got a new album. It's called Bell and Sebastian Write Songs About Love, and it is true to form, great Bell and Sebastian music. I think it's a strong release, and we're going to hear two tracks from it. You may be wondering, well, Bell and Sebastian played in your neighborhood? Well, yes, they did. Just a couple of weeks ago, they played on the waterfront. I live a block from the East River waterfront, and they played at the East River Park, which is on the waterfront, and they did a fantastic show right there on the waterfront. And it was an outdoor show, and it was threatening to rain the whole night, but it didn't. They did a fantastic set. They played lots of old stuff, lots of new stuff, and they played both of these songs that are from their new album, Bell and Sebastian Write Songs About Love. So here we go. Without further ado, we're going to hear I Want the World to Stop and I'm Not Living in the Real World. Both are great songs, and both are by Bell and Sebastian, and both I heard right down the street from my apartment here in Brooklyn, New York, a couple weeks ago. Here we go. Bell and Sebastian with I Want the World to Stop, followed by I'm Not Living in the Real World.
I want the world to stop. in my young life I get so hurt. Will I make it in the real world? Blue and America's kid, cigarettes out the gym, had to find a special brew, won't do that again. We'll be right back.
That right there, two songs in a row by a band I love. They're from Brooklyn. They're called The New Rags, and they do fantastic music played with just drums and a Rhodes keyboard. Big fan of The New Rags. And I played them on a show a while ago when I got their album from Japan. I paid a lot of money and ordered it from Japan because that was, for some reason, the only way to get it. But it's out now in America, so you can easily obtain it, and I figured I should put them on the show. I have to admit, I don't know if I've ever actually seen them in my neighborhood exactly, but I've seen them near my neighborhood, in a neighboring neighborhood at very least, and I might have seen them in my neighborhood. I've seen them several times. They're a great band, so if you like those two songs, they were Love of My Life and Your Room, and both are available on their fantastic album. Got a lot of tracks. It's a really good value, called Gotta Get Out of Here. So I highly recommend The New Rags if you like those two tracks. Okay, up next, a band from Chicago, but I'm a big fan of Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone, and I have seen them in my neighborhood. I saw them twice, you know, within the last few months. I saw them most recently right down the street from me at a weird kind of almost venue called Monster Island Basement. It's just like a basement of some building, and they have concerts there occasionally. And Cassiotone played there, and then I actually saw them just on Friday over at a Masonic temple out in Bushwick, which is, again, a neighboring neighborhood to my neighborhood, though not technically in Williamsburg. So anyway, we're going to hear two tracks. They're two of my favorites, and they're from two recent releases. First, we're going to hear Bobby Malone Moves Home, which is probably my favorite Cassiotone song. It's from his album Etiquette. Then we're going to hear Optimist versus the Silent Alarm, When the Saints Go Marching In. It's a fantastic track I like a whole lot, from his most recent album called Cassiotone for the Painfully Alone versus Children. And both are super great. So if you like these two tracks, you definitely want to pick up everything by Cassiotone. So here we go. Cassiotone. Where else but on this special episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Bobby Malone, it's good to have you home. So you tried your own route, and it didn't work out. Well, you're not alone. A job that made you crazy, in a town you won't miss, and the drunks you called friends were a means to an end, and this is the end. Hey Bobby Malone, how you have grown. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey Bobby Malone, in trouble deep. You're a stray dog with fleas, and your sister agrees you've looked better, son. Hey Bobby Malone, it's good to have you home. A couple months on the couch while you figure things out won't do you wrong. Hey Bobby Malone, hey Bobby Malone, skeletons of cigarettes and empty cans and bottles, and we tear out of the parking lot, the engine at full throttle, and we map to route with all right turns so lights won't get us caught. We got a mess of cash and duffel bags, and every penny's hot. Well, hallelujah.
Thank you. slowing down. I'm not slowing down, down.
We just heard three songs by three totally unrelated bands, and the first of the three was The Ballet. They're a New York City band, and I've seen them several times here in Brooklyn, the most recent time being, I think it was back in March or April, they played at the Knitting Factory, a aforementioned concert venue, which used to be based in Manhattan. They moved it to Brooklyn to set up shop here in Williamsburg, where all the action is at, and it's just a short walk from my apartment, and I saw them there. They did a great show. They always do great shows, and we heard Never Go Home. It's from their most recent album called Bare Life, which I'm a huge fan of, The Ballet and Bare Life. I think that song sums them up well, so if you liked it, definitely want to pick up that whole record. After The Ballet, we heard a band from Stockholm, Sweden. They're called The Shout Out Louds, and I'm a huge fan of The Shout Out Louds, though I've got to admit, their most recent album, Work, which is the album I played a cut from just there, that song is called Throwing Stones, and I by far and away my favorite track off the record. It's a record that really I didn't care for. I was sort of surprised and disappointed by it, and I've always loved everything they've ever released, and then this album Work came out and I didn't really care for it. And I have to admit, Throwing Stones, not a song I've ever actually heard live or in my neighborhood actually, other than at home. But I have seen Shout Out Louds when they played at Williamsburg Music Hall when they were touring with their last record. So it's a little bit of a reach, I suppose, to play that on the show. But Throwing Stones, great song. Okay, the last song we heard was Twin Sister, another band based in and around New York City. That was the song Lady Daydream. It's a fantastic track from their most recent release called Colored Your Life, which you can get anywhere music is sold. And I think it's a very good kind of dream poppy thing they got going on. Really nice sound they have, that Twin Sister. Okay, up next, a band called Michel Polnareff. And he's from France, and he's not any time recent. This song sounds like something you'd hear on a Wes Anderson soundtrack, but I don't think it's ever been on one of those. I heard this at a restaurant down the street from my apartment called The Bedford. And The Bedford, I've noticed every time I've gone in there, they all have really great soundtracks. It's great because they play a lot of stuff that I recognize, but then they also have stuff that I just like and I've never heard before. And this was one of those. And it's a great song. I'd never heard of Michel Polnareff. And I don't know how to pronounce any of this stuff. It's all in French, but I think it's a great song. And I think Wes Anderson should put it on his next soundtrack for whatever movie he does. All right, so here we go. Michel Polnareff with some music. Look for links and, you know, what songs are actually called that I can't pronounce at thesoundsofmyhead.com.
Ça plane pour moi. noyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. It's not today que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
The douchiest t-shirt you can find. Because what you're trying to say is, my coolness obviously defeats my douchey t-shirt. And what's so sad is, like, the t-shirts that, like, young hipsters wear, the people that those t-shirts are meant for never see those anymore. You know, the ones with the little teddy bear going, Jesus, woes me this much. Those get intercepted in Park Slope, Williamsburg. by young indie bands. You're supposed to go to Housewives in the Midwest. Look, it's a unicorn on roller skates saying, I'm powered by puppy kisses. People are going to think I'm an Interpol. This thing fucking sucks. I've got to put this on my fashionably spindly frame.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh God, girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers. And security guards trailed us to a record shop. We asked for Mojo Nixon. They said, he don't work here. We said, if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said, how much you paid for this? Said, nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a towel. Just you and me. Eat fudge, banana, swirl. Just you and me. We'll travel around the world. Just you and me. Punk rock girl.
Oh,
Wow, it's been a little while since I've said anything. Let's try and catch up quickly. Going back all the way until after Michelle pulling her off, we heard Plastic Bertrand doing his song Ca Plain Pour Moi, or however you say it. That's a song I was introduced to while watching the movie European Vacation a long time ago, and I've liked it ever since. It's not like an obscure song, it's just one I never owned until a few years ago when I was eating dinner at a pizza restaurant near me called Fornino, a fantastic restaurant, by the way. It's a great place, Fornino. And they played it on the whoever picked out the playlist for that night. They played that song, and I was like, wow, how do I not have this song? So I immediately picked that one up and thought I would share it with you in case you also somehow managed to not have that song in your collection. You can get it. Look for links at thesoundsofmyhead.com. Okay, after that, we heard Jerry Reed with East Bound and Down, a fantastic song, which I've liked for a really long time. I think I originally heard that driving around in Louisiana or something, some country station, you know, out in the sticks where there wasn't, in a swamp where there was very few stations to listen to, and I found a really great station that played cool old music, and East Bound and Down was playing, so I picked that song up. And then more recently in my neighborhood, I was eating at a, actually I wasn't really eating because I don't eat this stuff, but I was with friends who were eating at a crawfish boil truck, Gin and Outlaws crawfish boil truck. They got like a truck, like a food cart truck, and they cut it open and they made it so it transforms to have like a little seating area in the back of it. And then they actually boil crawfish, which they fly in from the south every day that they do it. It's a pretty fantastic thing. And they had speakers going and they were playing Eastbound and Down, and I thought, wow, that's quite a Williamsburg experience right there. And then after that, we heard the Dead Milkmen, punk rock girl from Beelzebubba, and Dead Milkmen. They haven't been around for a long time, but they did play a few shows earlier this year, late last year, I forget when, and I saw them just near me, I guess technically in Greenpoint, a neighboring neighborhood, at the Warsaw, the place where, coincidentally, Kelly and I met some almost 10 years ago. So there we go, punk rock girl. And then the song that we just heard, of, you know, not obscure to anyone, Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. That was 40 Day Dream from their fantastic album, which came out last year, called Up From Below. And I have seen, you know, Edward Sharpe play right down the street from my apartment, of course, because they're a band and they play, you know, they play right down the street from my apartment. But the reason I wanted to put them on in particular was not for having seen them live, but was because when I went to the dentist, the dentist office, even the dentist offices in Williamsburg play good music. And this is a great example of that. I was at the dentist office having my teeth cleaned, and you know, the soundtrack consisted of everything from Weezer to Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, because it's just how cool all the crap is in my neighborhood. It's really a very hip place, this neighborhood. And the dentist office, Williamsburg Dental Arts, if you live in New York City and need a dentist, I highly recommend. It's a great dentist office, and not just for the soundtrack. People are great, and I feel like they do really good work. It's a good place, Williamsburg Dental Arts. Okay. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, we're going to hear a band from Auckland, New Zealand. They're called The Brunettes, and I love them a lot, and I played them on my show many a time, going all the way back to the first few episodes of the show, like in 2004 or sometime. And The Brunettes are really great, and when they came to New York for the first time, they did an in-store performance at a record store right around the corner from where I live called Soundfix, which had subsequently, Soundfix has moved, and they don't have the performance space that they used to. But at the time, the Brunettes came and they did an in-store right there at the Soundfix Records. And appropriately, they played the song The Record Store, which it's also probably my favorite Brunette song. So we're going to hear it now, finishing up this special episode of Music I Heard in My Neighborhood. We're going to hear the Brunettes doing The Record Store, just like I heard them do it at a record store in my neighborhood. So here we go. Brunettes with Record Store, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Drive you away, but I know. harder than I imagined. It gets hard to be so close when I feel like I'm sharing perfection. And if I show I'm jealous, start acting a little crazed, you may not wish to ever hear from me again.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Main Titles, Tess's Theme, The Reprise, Crime Spree, and The Story Unfolds, all by Danny Elfman, all from the Dick Tracy soundtrack, one of my favorites. The music I talked over in the opening was Pizzicato 5 and Project Jenny, Project Jan. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also say you like it in Facebook by going to Facebook and searching for The Sounds in My Head, or going to thesoundsinmyhead.com and clicking on the banner at the top to link to the Facebook page where you can say you like it. You should also tune in again in 2 weeks on November 1st for an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.